Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm walking along an old access road near the airport, the Myrtle Beach International Airport. It used to be an Air Force base. Hasn't been an Air Force base, I think, in 30 years. But we still have some of these old access roads. And so I'm leaving the access road, which is paved. I mean, this looks like it used to be a road that they used while it was an Air Force base. Now it's not used much. And so I've got this wooded trail off of the access road. And I'm going to walk along this trail, which we've not done before. All right, this is interesting. I can see some, like an old concrete foundation here. And this trail is covered in pine needles, and I almost walked into a branch. And I'm walking through a grove of pine trees. You can hear probably an airplane in the distance. So it used to be the Air Force base. Of course, now it's the airport, and they use it. All right, I'm coming towards the end of the trail here. And there's the town center. This is interesting. I think I knew this was here, but I've never walked along it. I'm not sure. I mean, it looks like it gets used, meaning it's clearly a trail. It's not overgrown. But, all right, so I'm coming out. And there's a little bit of a field, and then the town center and the airplane probably sounds a little bit louder because now I'm out in the open. Oh, wait, here's another trail. Let's see where this one goes. We're exploring as we're talking. We live in a community where we have quite a few people who walk pretty consistently. There's Susan, who walks with her dog, Nikki. Susan is probably 8 years older than me, and Susan walks as fast as me, if not faster. She walks a lot. She walks long. I've been out walking around town, and I've seen Susan. Oh, is this one? No, it's not a trail. And I've seen Susan miles away from our community. And Susan loves walking, loves moving fast, and She doesn't have, as far as I can tell, any sort of set route. She just goes. Maybe she's going where Nikki wants to go. I don't know. But I see Susan out just about every day. There's Gerald. Gerald also has a dog. Bama is Gerald's dog's name. Now I'm out in a field. So I thought that was a trail going somewhere, but really just kind of along the side of the field. And the grass, probably wet. My feet are probably going to be soaked by the time I finish up. Gerald walks. He doesn't walk nearly as fast as Susan. And oftentimes when I see Gerald walking Bama, Gerald is talking on the phone. Gerald owns a business. So he's probably running his business while he's walking his dog. There's Bruce. Bruce is also someone who likes to walk. I see Bruce walking quite a bit. Bruce is older than me. I don't know how much older. Probably a few years. His pace is pretty quick. I don't think he walks quite as fast as Susan, but Bruce's pace is not sauntering. All right, at the moment, I'm walking. It looks like this could be a little bit of a creek bed, and there are some stones that I'm walking as I cross that. It's a dry creek bed. And now I've got the upper end of the lake that's behind our community. It's off to my left. And I'm walking along, again, still in a field. Bruce also walks quite a bit. One of the things about Bruce that I've really come to admire is that I'll see him walking solo. I'll also see him walking with his next door neighbor. And my guess is, and I'm making some assumptions here, that Bruce has invited his neighbor to go for a walk, not vice versa. In fact, we have seen Bruce and Ira out walking. Bruce always has a smile on his face. He's energetic. He's happy. Ira's like ready to be done the walk. So I admire the fact that Bruce probably said to Ira, hey, you know, walking is good. Why don't we go for a walk? Why don't you walk with me? And so I really admire the fact that Bruce is encouraging his next door neighbor to move more and invites him to go on a walk. And so they walk probably a mile or two. I mean, it's not just around the block. Why am I mentioning Susan and Gerald and Bruce? And there are others in our neighborhood that walk. There's Mike, there's Jim, there's Ruth. There's the couple, I still don't know their names. They walk three times a day, set times every day. It's kind of funny. They walk past my house and I think, bet it's 3:30. I look at my clock, it's 3:30. The reason I mention them is because people are watching. Whether you like that or not, people are watching. What are they saying? What are they thinking? I've been pursuing fitness through walking since 2013, and people have said to me over the years pretty much a variation of two things. Number one is, you walk a lot. The other thing is, he walks fast. I'm aware that when Ava and I go out for walks through the neighborhood, that people notice. And while I don't particularly like being watched, not my favorite thing on the planet, I'm okay with people seeing us walking, enjoying conversation together, pursuing fitness consistently. I have an idea what they're thinking. Yeah, they walk a lot. They walk every day. I'm okay with that. I'm even hopeful that it might inspire someone to get out the front door and start walking themselves. That's why I do the podcast. That's why I do the YouTube videos. That's why I send out the weekly email. It's to motivate others to move more, to sit less, to begin a fitness journey that lasts. I'm honored that you would include me in your daily walk. But here's the thing that I really want them to say. What I really hope they're saying and thinking is, he's still going. He didn't give up. Your walk right now is probably inspiring others, particularly if they see you walking every day. But probably what they're thinking and what's inspiring them more than anything else is that you're still going, that you haven't given up. They may never say that to you, but they're watching and they're thinking it. Well, I have ended up in one of my favorite places to walk, probably where most of these podcasts have been recorded, and that's what I call the Wooded Trail, which is near the access road, which is near that other trail that I took for the first time earlier. This is a trail that is not paved. It's covered with pine needles, and as I am about to leave the trail, the lake behind our community is dead ahead. And behind me is the airport as a jet takes off. Thanks for taking me along on your walk today. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I'd love to take another 10-minute walk with you. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.